Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning. Now we're in the topic getting it. And if you look at it in the book, it's starting chapter 11. This quote I love by Sun Tzu: "Nothing should be as favorably regarded as intelligence. Nothing should be as generously rewarded as intelligence." As we're getting started on this topic of getting it, I just want to share with you a little bit about where it came from. If you've listened to my other masterclasses or you've seen some of my other work, you know that very little of my work came from somewhere else. Where it came from was tens of thousands of hours of trying to figure this stuff out. See, when I began this work, I had no idea what I was even looking for. I was trying to solve my question, what do I want? But in doing that, what I discovered was so much more. Taking a journey through the world of personal development, I came across all these strategies and ways of thinking and skills and techniques and tactics and all this. And it was like, there's a lot of amazing stuff out there, but how do you use it? At the same time, part of what I'd figured out at Goldman Sachs was, no matter where I was headed, the only way I was going to get there was through driving my career. And so I was looking around the firm and I was looking around at people above me and next to me and trying to analyze, well, what does it actually take to win at this? Really, what does it take to win? And thinking back to school, I realized that, well, we're never really taught anything about this. We're taught the most pathetic basic ways of quote-unquote winning. Work hard, study hard, put your head down. Literally, our entire lives we're taught to win through brute force. As I said earlier on school, the formula for winning in school, I determined, was memorize well and write fast. Right, if you want to be good at exams, you need to have a good memory, a good ability to get it out, and to be able to get it on paper fast. And it seems so basic and obvious, but whoever teaches us anything that relates to taking in information fast, to memorizing it well, we're literally taught that the only way to get good for an exam is through repetition, over and over and over again, when there's much more advanced tools out there. Even the world of personal development is so polluted by all this stuff. All these people talk about hustle. Having a side hustle, just gotta hustle, just gotta really want it. Okay, that's a formula for success, that's actually valuable for people. Versus what specifically does it take to win? And as I got deeper and deeper into this stuff and I started looking into the world of top performance, it became obvious to me that nobody focused on being the best in the world at what they do has a secret to success that's brute force and hard work. That's a given. It's an absolute necessity that if you want to win, you put in long hours, you work hard, you go for it, you give it your best. That's an absolute given. That's zero secret to success. You wouldn't expect a football player to be the best in the world because they work at it harder. They work at it better. And then we have trite phrases like work smart. Not about working hard, it's about working smart. What does that even mean? Whoever teaches us what it means to work smart. And so in doing this work over many years, trying to cut through the BS and the platitudes, I was looking for what does it actually mean to get really good so you win? What do you need to be able to figure out to win? What do you need to be able to do to win? And this is where the notion of getting it came from. As we drop into the chapter, in investment banking you would hear it all the time, and I'm sure it's everywhere else. She just gets it. He doesn't get it. They'll never get it. And it's obvious whether someone is getting it, but what does getting it actually mean? Really, what does it mean to be getting it? It's like our best marriage advice. You know when you know. You know when you know if you're getting it. And if you don't, well, you're just not getting it. But what specifically does it mean to be getting it? We all know it means something like being good at what you do. But what does it actually mean? And if you have to actually train people to be getting it, what do you train them in? How do you teach someone to get it? Because it was unsatisfactory to me for leaders to say, well, that person doesn't get it. What have you taught them to get it? How are you helping them get it? If you could help them get it, what would you do? See, and this is another flaw in a lot of our learning systems, is that people who do get it, because it's such a vague idea, they can't teach it to someone else. If you ask them, what does it mean for you to get it, and how do you get it? A lot of it happens unconsciously, they don't know. And a story we'll talk about throughout getting it is, this is the way that they modeled top skiers to teach other people to ski. Apparently those skiers couldn't tell you what it meant for them to get it, they were just able to do it. So they followed them down a hill, videoing what they were doing and breaking it down into isolates, into the individual movements that made up great skiing. And they turned those individual movements into exercises, into ways to train other people to ski. See, getting it is great if you get it. But even if you get it, how do you get it even more if you've never actually trained it? And even if you get it more, how can you train someone else to get it if you don't know what it is? Let alone how to actually break it down in a way that you can teach someone else to do it. And this is what I've endeavored to do in the topic of getting it. Not just for me to be able to get it in what I was doing, but to break it down in a way that you could get it too. That you could build it up and build the intelligence you need for your system for winning. So it's not just about, well, get really good at what you do. Follow the 80-20 principle. On what? What do you mean on what? Just work smart. Right? We need much, much better answers. And this is what getting it is all about. What specifically do you need to do to figure out the intelligence to driving more winning? If you were to walk around your office and ask everyone for tips on what it means to be getting it, you'll end up with a long list of ideas. You'll have some great cliched advice. Put your best foot forward. Step up. See the forest for the trees. With a long list of ideas, you'll be no closer to getting it. That's because a long list of ideas is not the same as getting it. In fact, it is the opposite of getting it, because you have no practical way of putting to work a long list of ideas. With a long list of ideas, you might confuse getting it as doing everything right. Peter Drucker, the famed leadership expert, said, "Management is doing things right. Leadership is doing the right things." Getting it means that you do both. You do the right things right. Celebrated UCLA coach John Wooden says, "Don't mistake activity with achievement." And this step in the system works the same way. Getting it is focused on the right activity, which, like a chess grandmaster, typically means that you have the greatest impact in the fewest number of moves. Here I want to pause and deviate from the book a little bit and talk about this quote by Coach Wooden. Don't mistake activity with achievement. This is an idea that comes out in everything I do. It is a massive, massive, massive idea. You know, it's said on average, people get done something like 3.5 hours work a day. Meaning that out of, say, the 8 hours that people spend at work, very little of it is actually constructive work, is actually production. And this is one of the biggest problems in most jobs, is that because people have sold their time, they waste a lot of it. Whereas if you talk to entrepreneurs, business builders, people who work for themselves, they are meticulous about their time, because their time is everything. If they're not earning money, if they're not building their business in that time, they're failing. No one's paying them for their time. They're paid for results. And so this notion of don't confuse activity with achievement, when you bring this back into the work world or in the business world, what it means is how much can you hone your actions on what truly matters to driving results? As we'll talk about more in the system for unleashing your time, this really means two things. How good are you at putting your time to what matters? This is getting it. This is where the 80-20 principle, or what I sometimes call 80-20 winning, really matters. What are those things that, if you put your time to them, matter most to driving your winning? Again, it's good to say it in theory. Theory is useless to you. What specifically are these things? What truly matters to winning at what you do? The second part of this is, how good are you at having impact in that time? So if you've got 5 hours to put in something and you're only mediocre at actually doing it, how much impact do you have relative to if you had 2 hours, but you're unbelievably good at it? This is getting it. How much time and how much impact can you have in this time? So as we drop down into getting it, really we're honing in on this Wooden quote. It's all about the activity that drives achievement. Really honing your skillfulness at identifying what this is, and then being so excellent at actually being able to do it. It's also important for me to say here, I don't have all the answers for you. Right? I don't know what it takes for you to be truly excellent at getting it and winning at whatever your pursuit is. But what I've done is tried to lay out a systematic framework for you so that you can really hone in on it. Because as the Sun Tzu quote said at the start of the chapter, there is nothing that should be more generously rewarded than intelligence. And the more intelligent you can get on what it really takes to win at what you're doing, the more achievement you will drive, the more generously rewarded you will be for this intelligence. So picking up in the book on this notion of the chess grandmaster having the greatest amount of impact in the fewest number of moves, what this means is once you've got this long list of ideas of what it means to get it, culling your long list into a short list of the right ideas that have the greatest impact, enabling you to clearly focus on the activities that drive your winning. For instance, imagine you are a senior associate in a law firm focused on making partner. A typical approach would be to keep doing what you're doing while having all the right conversations. But this is as pathetic as our advice gets. Oh, just keep doing what you're doing. Oh yeah, you just got to have the right conversations. Just network more. Yeah, step up, be more valuable. It's a weak approach, and many people fail. A better approach is to get incredibly strategic on your external work stream. And this notion, by the way, you can get out of the book, which is, in Define It, we didn't do this in the program for What Do You Want? In Define It, breaking down driving your career into two work streams, internal and external. What do you need to do inside your firm? What do you need to do externally driving your commercial business? So on your external work stream, you might have built strong relationships, but to drive your career all the way to the top, you must meaningfully drive revenues. On your internal work stream, of course you realize you must raise your profile, but also develop a thoughtful approach to getting the support of powerful decision makers. That's a strong approach. You're being thoughtful about doing the right activity that has the greatest impact. You have a much better shot. But relative to getting it, this is still taking your chances in the pot. That's a gamble my clients never take. Although that approach brings together some good ideas, getting it is much more than stringing together good ideas. It's about developing your highly sophisticated, custom-built strategy for driving your winning. See, the point I'm making here is that there's a lot of ways to bring together good ideas, but we are going much, much deeper. And this is because getting it is the intelligence inside the system. It might be the most important step to the system for winning, because whereas the other steps are more mechanical, this is all about what intel can you bring to your winning. Personal development expert Brian Tracy says, life is a combination lock. Your job is to find the right numbers in the right order so you can have anything you want. Getting it works the same way. As you know, the system for winning is not about working harder. It's about working smarter. Really working smarter. And getting it is cracking the code so that you have the right combination for winning more and getting what you want. It's important to know that getting it is not about taking actions or even planning to take actions. This happens when you develop and execute your plan in steps 3 and 4 of the system for winning. In getting it, you develop your intelligence for building your plan. Here you're cunningly looking ahead on your roadmap, carefully developing your strategy, asking, what must I do? And who must I be for getting what I want? To give you a metaphor for this idea, what comes to mind to me now is the D-Day landing in World War II. Actually, landing on the beach happened a long time after all of the setup, all of the strategy, all the planning, all the disinformation, putting blow-up tanks in different places, sending disinformation to the Nazis. There's an entire strategy that went behind. How do they launch that attack? That's getting it. Collecting all the intel you need. Developing your principles for winning. Building your winning strategy. All of this happens a long time before you make any move. It's like that chess grandmaster. When they're sitting there moving pieces on the chessboard, how many years, decades, have they spent developing the intelligence that they need to make the winning moves? Jeff Bezos, decades of building Amazon. Vince Lombardi's Packers, developing all the winning plays and then drilling them over and over and over again. So when it was time to do it in a game, they had all the intelligence and all the skill they needed to execute. This is getting it. Going back to the example of the senior associate looking to make partner, you would plan your external and internal work streams in detail. For instance, on your internal work stream, you're getting far beyond raising your profile and getting support of key decision makers. You're developing a sophisticated approach, asking questions like, who are my role models? What are the models of success? How do I develop my profile, my comparative advantage, my brand? Looking at the key decision makers, you're going much deeper, thinking carefully about what's required to get their support. Not just having the right conversations in the right ways, but developing a sophisticated approach to influencing each and every one of the decision makers. Putting it all together like that grandmaster, you think about all the pieces on the board and many moves ahead, bringing tremendous intelligence and developing your strategy for winning. It's important to recognize that getting it is about you. You know those autobiographies by famous leaders that people like to read? Well, I detest most of those books. Mostly written by ghostwriters. In glorious detail, they tell you how great the author is. But how many of those books are written for making you great too? You see, there's an enormous difference between knowing how others win and how you win. In the same way that there's an enormous difference between a system for winning and your system. In getting it, you're not just cracking the code of your winning. You write your own code and determine your specific approach to winning. You go far beyond figuring out how to succeed. You develop your strategy for how you succeed. In getting it, and in the next three tracks of this masterclass, we build your strategy to getting it in three steps. First, we begin with the models. We go deep into understanding how anyone wins in your career or your business. That's the first two steps, models and principles. From there, we develop your self-knowledge of how you personally win. And we match you and your career to building your strategy that is custom-built for you. While it might sound incredibly complex, as we take these steps together, I hope you'll find that it's actually very straightforward. Because as we move through these three steps to getting it, the models, the principles, the strategies, we're progressing from abstract ideas to what leads to winning in general, to specifically defining your strategy for winning. In the next track, we begin at the highest level, at the models of success. Then we drop down a level to the principles before moving on to develop your strategy that is custom built for you and your career. Because that's what matters, right? Not about knowing how to succeed, but how you succeed. Here's a note on using these ideas. In getting it, I'm sharing with you a lot of different models, principles, and other ways of thinking about your winning. I'm not suggesting that you need all of these ideas. None of the people I modeled used any of these ideas. But rather, I'm sharing with you concepts that enable you to custom build your strategy for your career. With my clients, we rely on these ideas to powerfully identify their best path for winning, and I suggest you use getting it the same way. So keep in mind as we work through this together, the purpose isn't for you to find a way to use all these ideas, but for you to pick and choose the ideas that work best for you and your career. And the best ideas for you might not even be in here. It might be that this stimulates ideas in you, or gives you frameworks for your existing thinking. And what matters is that as we work our way through getting it, that you're coming up with what matters most to you for getting it in your business, in your career, and driving more winning. This brings us to the end of the track, and as we finish this up, I want to leave you with two very simple exercises again. Exercise one, think about what it means to be getting it. Whatever it is that you're honing in on in winning, your career, your business, maybe it's something else for you. What does it mean to get it? And start writing out that list. What do you think it means? What ideas have you relied on in the past? What have you noticed about the way that you win? What you've really honed? What are your existing ways of thinking about getting it? Because as we work our way through getting it, this will give you a template, it will give you some existing content that you can utilize to kind of structure and fill in some of the pieces. Exercise two, and you'll notice in the workbook, by the way, there's space for you to do both of these exercises, is go and ask some other people. If it's your business, go and ask other people who work with you and for you. What do they think it takes to get it? What do they think really matters to winning? In your career, go and ask your colleagues, go and ask bosses, ask whoever else is around you, and compile that list. Because I think you'll find it's very, very interesting. As we said at the start of the chapter, a long list of ideas is not getting it. Yet, by collecting this intel, you'll start to get a feel for, well, whoever else gets it. And what do they really get? And again, what you're doing is collecting content. So as we work our way through getting it, you might find that the content you're collecting has a real place in the structures that we're developing. Whether it be the models or the principles or your strategy, the more intel you can collect, the smarter you can get on what it means to get it, the faster and easier it will be for you to develop your custom strategy for getting it and winning. Now, this brings us to the end of the track. I hope you got a lot of value out of this track, and I look forward to catching you on the next track. We're going to dive into the first step in getting it, the models.